Hey, it's Fabricio Cruz, back again with another exciting Coffee Shop Millionaire video. Now let me tell you right now that this video is for the advanced only, so I'm not going to go into a ton of slides here on this one because by the time you're ready to implement this into your business, you pretty much already know what I'm talking about here in terms of implementing, incorporating everything. So if you're still kind of new, you're still kind of in the early stages of your internet business, that is perfectly fine. I'd still encourage you to watch this so that you can know what's forthcoming in your business, but stick to the fundamentals that we're teaching you right now. And then when you're ready to incorporate these super advanced money-sucking techniques, then you'll be ready to go. And this strategy alone has made me over six figures this year. Just the strategy alone incorporating it into my business. You know, and we still have plenty of year left to where, you know, I'll make a lot more money this year. In most markets, I'm telling you, this is going to work perfectly fine. Now, there's some advanced markets, like, you know, advanced internet marketing markets, that people might realize that this webinar replay strategy might look a little bit, you know, not so real. But, you know, our purpose here is not to deceive or fool anybody. You know, as long as the product and the content that we're offering is valid, current, up to date, that's perfectly fine. But this strategy works really, 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 really well in most markets. And in the market that I'm using it, it's in the make money market, teaching people how to make money from home market. Now, again, there's a lot more advanced markets, like I said, like internet marketing, you know, teaching people how to market online, like at an advanced level, they might catch this. But again, don't worry, because 99% of markets out there, this is going to work perfectly fine. So if you're ready to implement this to your business, execute it, and you'll see increased results in your business. It's relatively low tech to incorporate, and this is going to work for years to come. So let's go ahead and jump into webinar replay secrets for advanced only. Alright, so now let's talk about what is the webinar replay. So let's go ahead and explain that right now. And I just want to remind you that you can reference the template zip file for the actual files. You know, I've included the actual HTML page. You're going to have to make some edits to it. I just left mine as is. So you need to make some edits to it. Take out, you know, my images, any references of analytics, anything like that. Because I'm giving you my raw files. I'm giving it to you as is. I'm not going to tamper them. I'm not going to, you know, edit them to make them, you know, dumb them down. This is what I'm actually using. I'm actually going to include my actual email. Again, it's going to have my real live links, my real name. It's going to have my address in there. It's going to have everything. Again, I'm not going to gut this out and dumb it down for you. You can take it, use it as your own. Take out my name, take out my links, put in your own links. But you definitely want to make sure you edit this properly, because if you don't, you're going to look, you know, very unprofessional to your customers. That's one thing to keep in mind when you use templates. You got to double check everything to make sure that you're taking out the appropriate information and putting the right one in. Because mine, like I said, is a money, you know, making money product. But if you're selling a weight loss product and then you see that you or a customer of yours sees that you accidentally left, you know, a line that says make money from home when they're actually trying to lose weight, that's going to look very, very bad. So double check everything anytime you use templates from, you know, from us, from Coffee Shop Millionaire, or templates that you purchase anywhere else online. It's a big mistake. I've made it before. It's dumb. It's embarrassing. And I just want to encourage you not to make that same mistake. So we're going to introduce them to this webinar via an autoresponder messages. And usually we're going to incorporate it on day two. And I'm going to jump into that. And again, I'm going to give you the actual email, but I'm going to jump into the email itself and we're going to just look it over. On day one, I actually make reference to it in the PS. So when they opt in, you know, typically day one might be something like, hey, thanks for visiting our website. You know, did you take a look at the product? Or, you know, let me know if you have any questions. PS, you know, take action now. Something like that. I like to put in my PS, hey, there's a webinar going on tonight. It has a lot of excitement, but there's a good chance you won't be able to make it. If I get a chance to record it, I'll email you tomorrow about it. And usually that leaves them wondering, like, what the heck is this webinar about? I need to catch it. And then you want to have it go out every 7 days in your autoresponder sequence. Of course, you want to write up different versions of that email. Don't write the same one. You know, you can say, you know, you can reference to that webinar, hey, have you seen it yet? But don't write the same email, obviously, because people are going to notice that's the same, and they might be like, hey, this guy's just regurgitating the same stuff. Now, what you'll also want to do is, once you have Once you have that totally incorporated properly, you'll want to make sure that you are able to take people out of the sequence. Once they're a buyer, they're going to opt out of this. So once they buy that product, they're not necessarily going to see it again. So you have to make sure that you segment them off of that list. And again, this is advanced. This is for people that know what I'm talking about by this point. Again, if you don't, don't worry, watch it, get excited, because this is what's coming up. But you should segment the list from people that buy, take them off this so they don't see the webinar again. Again, that's kind of another embarrassing thing if they do, they don't properly segment. So what's the content? What's the webinar going to be all about? Well, you want to start out with a story and be a little bit entertaining. You want to hook them. You want to let them know what's coming, what's forthcoming in the presentation so that they have something to look forward to. You want to show plenty of testimonials, and you want to ask for their pictures. It's going to make it look a lot more credible. And you want to use real testimonials. Don't use fake ones. You've got friends, family, you've got people, if you've got a, if you're watching this, you're advanced. So you have a list, you sold some product, ask for their testimonials or solicit them, for testimonials by saying, "Hey, read this book or try this product and let me know what you think. Give me your honest opinion," and you'll have plenty of testimonials. And then make sure that you ask for their picture when they send it back, because it's always nice to show a pretty face or a nice smile, next to somebody's somebody's results or somebody praising you. Then you want to outline all the benefits. What is it that they're getting? It's almost like you are writing a sales letter, but in a PowerPoint presentation. So I'm not going to go over the whole, how to do copywriting properly here in this video. I'm just giving you the very, very brief outline of it so that we can get into actually looking at how this thing, works and is put together. And then you want to have a strong call to action. You want to tell people they have to take action. You want to give them a good, compelling offer, maybe an offer that they didn't see before, because, webinars are typically, a special event that are a little bit out of the ordinary. So you're watching this webinar, you're one of the select few that have the opportunity to watch this, because typically webinars are limited. They're not unlimited. It's not like anybody can get on. Sure, most people can get on, but there's always a limit to how many people can get on. So oftentimes people feel special. They're going to feel like privileged that I'm actually on here watching this. So have a strong call to action, and then you want to inject urgency. For example, this offer is only good for the next 27 people. That works really well, because you could say right now there's over 500 people watching this webinar, and this offer is only good for the next 27 people. So if you want to be one of the lucky 27, go ahead and take action right now. So that type of line, that type of urgency works really, really well. Another thing you want to do is never date the webinar, because if we're going to show this on replay, on automatic, video replay, then you don't want to say, tonight by the 1st of January, order now. And you don't want to date it, because then after that, you're going to have to record a completely new presentation. And yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to avoid here. We're trying to make a nice evergreen presentation that's going to work for us time and time again. It's going to go into our autoresponder sequence, and it's going to make us money consistently. And this is one of my biggest secrets to my success, why my website has taken off, and this website that I'm talking about is going to be a seven-figure per year business alone, just this one website. And again, I have many websites doing many different things, but this one is really working its way there. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a look at this thing in action. So let's go ahead and jump on over to this thing in action. So I'm here inside of my AWeber account, and I'm going to show you, the email message, and then I'm going to show you the actual webinar page. And again, this is all in the templates section, or in the template zip file that I provided for you. Again, you have to edit this, put in your own information. Don't just rip mine off completely, because it's just going to be embarrassing for you and it's going to be inaccurate. So this is a template you can go off of. But anyway, I'm inside of my AWeber account. I'm not going to browse inside of my account. I just want to show you this one message right here. And this is typically the second email. And the subject line is up here: "Freaking insane. This is insane recorded webinar." Okay. Now you can play around with this. If you don't talk like that, freaking insane, then make it, put language that's hypey and exciting for you or for your market. You could change that to amazing or wow. You missed it. Play around with it. This has worked for me, so that's what I'm gonna leave it with. And this works because, you see I've got, brackets and exclamation points, and I'm bolding or capping the entire word insane. I've got freaking. I mean, it's just going all over the place here, so you can see why. So let's go ahead and take a look at the actual message. I didn't put an HTML version. I just have a text version. Doesn't really matter. You can go either way. Basically, starts out by saying, last night was insane. Did you catch the webinar I hosted last night? There were over 1,000 people on. If you did not see it, you're in luck. And then I have a link to the webinar right there. So I'm hoping at this point, they're just going to click right there and catch the webinar. If you missed the webinar last night, this is your last chance to watch it free here. So I'm kind of creating some urgency, and I have the link again. In fact, not only is this video insane, but you'd be insane not to click this link and watch the video. So you see, I'm just hammering that link initially to start. And then I've had tons of emails from folks who watch this video, and they are jacked about this thing. Insane, more like it. My buddy Chuck said that there's no way that I can close this thing, or that I closed this thing last night. So if you watch the webinar, you'll, or when they watch the webinar, it's going to make sense whenever I make that close. It's going to make sense how come, you know, my buddy Chuck told me I couldn't do that. And this is all true, but of course I don't date it. And then he said, and believe this is exact words, went like this. Fabricio, dude, Fab, I need you to keep this thing alive. My peeps are going nuts over this. Don't you dare bleep pull this down, man. Keep it up for another day at least. Now, that was this guy that did a promotion. He sent out an email for this product, and he said that his people were loving it, and he asked me to extend the deadline for it. So I put that in there, and it's created a nice little buzz, especially when they read it. So you can imagine. I agreed. Now stop everything you are doing right now. Put the kids to sleep. Close the door. Shut down all those tabs you have open in your browser and hold on to your mouse because this is a must-see video. So I'm telling them, you know, this is the most important thing you can do right now. Sprint on over to this video. Run, Forrest, run. So I'm getting a little crazy. Remember the movie Forrest Gump where they're like, run, Forrest, run. So kind of making a little joke there. And then here's the link. And then again, I'm saying run. So I'm including a lot of urgency, a lot of just hurry, do it, go now, you know. So I sign off Fabricio Cruz and then Vincent James, the guy that helped put the product together. And then P.S., I've had gurus, you know, the ones with the big egos and the fancy lifestyles, email me, and they say that they jumped on this. Insane is the best word to describe it. Run. I have something I need to get off my chest, but I'll save that for tomorrow. Kind of a rant, but I guess you could say. But for now, go watch the webinar before I pull it down for good. So here in the P.S., I'm kind of previewing another email that's coming up, which this is a whole other strategy in and of itself. But sometimes when you put it in a P.S., they have something to look forward to your next email. So when they see your name again, they're going to read the email. And this could be anything. You know, you could say, P.S., tomorrow I'm going to update you on how my, you know, stock trading was today, or how many pounds I lost yesterday, you know, can't all fit in this email, so that you just keep an active dialogue and they can expect to see more emails from you, you know, so that when they see an email from you, they're not in complete shock. But again, that's a subject, that's a whole other video, you know, prepping people for your next email. But anyway, that's just a good little tip that you can catch for now, and most people at this level anyway already understand that, know that, or if you're not using it, you'll already kind of understand how to incorporate that. But basically that's it. And if you remember, I did the same thing in email one when I said, you know, there's this webinar going on tonight, but there's such a buzz about it, you're probably not going to be able to get on it. You know, so same technique there. So anyway, that's the email. It's not very long. Again, I have this for you, ready to use for yourself. This is pretty hypey, so this might not... this language might not be appropriate for every niche. You know, if you're selling, you know, our favorite niche in the world, dog training, you know, this might not be, you know, you might not be able to say, oh, this insane dog training webinar. You know, you might have to say amazing or something else like that. So really that's it. So I'm going to go ahead and jump on over to the actual page. So when they click on that link, they are going to see this page. Now, this page looks like it's not all full here in the screen, because I've actually adjusted my screen for the video, but typically when you are on this page, it's all going to fit in one screen. I just made this bigger for the purposes of this recording right here, so it's easier to see. But anyway, there's the URL, and you'll see it in the example as well. But anyway, you can use this template and do whatever you want with it. Basically, these are images, so you'll have to to put your own images up here. Now, what makes this thing really work work really well is, you remember I said you don't want to date. You don't want to date the actual webinar, and then so you're probably looking at this. You know, Fabrizio, you said you don't want to date it. What's that? Well, this is a date script, and this is going to change every single day. So, for example, today is August 20th, but this is August 19th. So this script is going to record yesterday's date, and it's going to put it on the page. So that way, it goes right along with the email that we send that this thing happened last night. You know, so it's going to make perfect sense when they see that this is last night from today. It's going to make perfect sense, and this is dynamic. This is going to change every single day. So technically, it's not dated. It's dynamic, but it's dated for them today when they're watching it, and it's custom. And again, it's dynamic. If you don't understand it, don't worry. Just incorporate it, and you'll know what I mean once you start seeing this. You know, on a daily basis, you start working with this. You know, warning, this video may not be here tomorrow. It reveals how anyone can get rich even in today's failing world economy. Again, you could just copy this image and then edit this out. You're going to need to have some kind of image editing software, whether it be Adobe Photoshop or Fireworks, or there's a lot of free online editors too. Just make sure that you change that out if you are in another market. And then here's another image too, the amazing money-making secret of a 28-year-old convicted felon who earns more money per year than the CEOs of FedEx, eBay, Amazon, Time Warner, Apple, McDonald's, Microsoft, Nike, Yahoo, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Goodyear combined. So that's the guy, Vincent James, that put together this product, and that's his story. So remember when I said you want to make it entertaining? You know, that's pretty strong headline right there. That's a very bold statement, bold claim. So you want to lead off with some of your best stuff. And then down here, you're talking about entire unedited recording. So that's important that you mention that, because you want it to seem like it's raw, it's real, it's unedited. You know, you're getting the real deal. There's nothing, you know, nothing scripted, nothing put together here. You know, just us in real time and raw. And then grab a cold drink, kick back, and enjoy this top-level money-making instruction at no cost. So if your webinar is going to be a little bit long, this one I believe is about 30 minutes. You can watch it. I'm not going to go through the whole actual webinar itself, but you know, if it's a little bit long, you know, you want to mention that because you want to encourage them to kick back and take it easy. So now here is the actual video. This is actually a video. This is nothing else. It's always going to play, and it's actually auto plays. The only reason it hasn't so far is because you know, I'm pausing it for this explanation. But when people click on it, this auto plays, and it just goes right into it. Now, this here is a very strong testimonial by a well-known guy, Gary Halbert. You see, I've got his name, I've got his picture, and I've got a very strong testimonial. So I'm leading off the presentation with that. And he actually called it by far the most important marketing product ever put together. So so you can see that's pretty powerful stuff. And I'm also branding him. He actually passed away, so I'm saying he's a late marketing legend, copywriter, speaker, author, entrepreneur. So if you've never heard of Gary Halbert, you know, you're at least going to assume he's a pretty important guy based on this little, you know, mini bio/explanation down here. You know, that's why I put that there. If you've heard of him, then all you need to read is his name, and you know that that's a pretty strong and bold statement. But if you've never heard of him, it's good to have that credibility down there. So that's another thing with webinars, is you want to have a lot of credibility in everything that you say. You know, that's why you want pictures. People's pictures add credibility, makes it seem more real. Where are those people from? You know, what's their name and where are they from? You know, makes them seem more real than just a testimonial that doesn't really have anybody behind it. Doesn't really make sense. So that's pretty much it. This, again, auto plays. This is just a recording of a PowerPoint presentation, and it's awesome, and it's worked really, really well. I have this link here. There's a few tricks that you can do to have this link pop up at a certain time after it starts. I don't really do that. You can do that. It's probably a bonus. I haven't tested that. I've heard that it actually works better if you do. So a disclaimer, and by the time you're at this level, you're going to already be testing many different things. So that's another thing you might want to consider to test, is a little timer that's going to pop up, you know, the next link once they're ready to take that next step. So you can see here, once the video is finished, you know, for my special offer for only the next 27 people. So click here once the video is finished, my special offer for only the next 27 people. So really that's it. I mean, it's pretty basic. You click here and you can see here that it's the order form, and I'm throwing in some bonuses and things like that. So anyway, but this video is not about my order form. This is about this page. So I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Hopefully I've given you enough to go off of. If you've got the template, just start putting it into action. You know, make sure that you customize it. Again, I can't reiterate enough how important it is to make sure that you customize this to your information, and don't leave my stuff in there, because it's going to look embarrassing, and you're also going to send people my way, you know, without intending it. So go ahead, do the right thing, and make those changes. But you know, beyond anything, just take action. You know, start incorporating this stuff. And again, if you're new, work your way here and just be excited, because once you're incorporating tricks like this, this is where the real money's at, is these type of techniques and strategies, you know, once we've got the foundation all set up. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this video. I certainly enjoyed making it for you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one.